members, but also specialists from the leading institutes of Russia, France, and Germany. Also, really, preparation for the next active period of research in the direction of super heavy elements physics. Now, particle physics and astrophysics. Our laboratory, the Laboratory of Nuclear Problems, is a major laboratory which is engaged in this strategic study of the strategic goals for particle physics and astrophysics. So, because of that, it's determined by this is determined the list of tasks for the 7-year plan for this laboratory and our institute. And I may show just a few slides about progress with our basic facility at Baikal Lake. So, and phase one has to be finished before 2020 years. And when 2304 optical models has to be there assembled, and clusters with 8 strings has to be done as a depth of this detector at 1,275 meters. So, and already you know that two clusters of this complex is already assembled and working, and already some number of very interesting events has been received with the energy of neutrino above 100 TeV. So it would be very interesting to complete analysis of all these events and publish them. So, let me just, among other things, in spite of this laboratory, of JLEP laboratory, engage maybe in major world global projects in neutrino physics. I have no possibility to speak about all of them, but just you'll mention one of the successes in applications. There is progress with production precision laser inclinometer, which allows to monitoring angular oscillations of the Earth's surface with a frequency band you may see on this slide. And it is very, very welcomed and now actively used in CERN, which is ordered and to produce a number of such instruments. So, and it is used now for the accelerator programs of CERN in future programs. So, condensed matter physics, which include, of course, neutron scattering, nuclear structure studies, life science problems, radiobiology, astrobiology, nuclear ecology, space medicine. So, I will say very, very shortly, because especially we will have a talk by Vladimir Shvetsov and Emir Stankevich on this physics, including proposal on production, on construction, on creation of the joint laboratory at the Center Solaris and in neutron physics of our institute. So, and let me just to show that, of course, 7-year plan is determined the list of development programs which all actively are developing in the institute. So, and very, very, very important that user program is in the progress. You may see some data on acting of this user program, and more details will be considered in the talks by Shvetsov Stankevich, and maybe in a talk by chairman of Program Leadership Committee on Condensed Matter Physics. So, and go to the another topic, radiobiology research. Of course, it now engaged in many interesting directions which attract attention of specialists of the world. So, and one of the interesting topics which is studied in this laboratory is a new concept of radiation risks. This new conception was proposed and developed and published now, and it says that radiation damage is considerably considered mainly as a result of the action of the galactic cosmic rays, heavy nuclei, on the central nervous system structures, which may lead to the changes in the higher integrative functions of the brain, causing degradation of space crew operator functions. So it is a very important problem for planning manned flight to the Mars or other planets or so. So, and I will just very shortly show a major direction of activity of this laboratory, which includes problems of molecular radiobiology, radiation mutagenesis, radiation physiology, astrobiology results also, and all these topics are in participation in studies these problems. Also, we actively cooperate with specialists in Russian Academy of Science and our colleagues in NASA, United States, in Italy, and at the end of last year, 4th, 5th December, there was a very important meeting of the Russia and U.S. joint meeting, working group on space, biomedical, biological, scientific research, and during that consideration, the Russian side presented the results of experiments performed in GNR accelerators, indicating a behavior disorder in monkeys after irradiation. So it's very, very important work done in our institute. So, also very briefly about developing technologies in our laboratory of computing, internet, and information technologies. Especially there was be also talk by Kalinkov Vladimir, and just to show that our multifunctional information computing complex includes development in major directions in that field. Also, it is allows to give great help for analysis, data collecting and analysis in many world experiments. Kalinkov will take that in more details. So, but I will just maybe attract attention to a few elements. For example, there is a project for building supercomputer at GNR, especially for studying problems of quantum chromodynamics on a lattice and studying problems hadron matter in experimental environment. And it is planned to be to start to work at March 26 of this year. So it's not just plans; it already worked in a very active progress and will be finished to the year of which usually celebrated birthday of our institute. I believe it will be done, will be presented. Also, the very interesting work for the tracker construction methods based on the machine deep learning methods and intellectual. Artificial intellect for baryonic matter nucleotron experiment. Vladimir Kalinkov say about in more details. Theoretical particle physics. Also, usually my colleagues from theory laboratory blame me that I have no time to speak about theoretical physics results. So, but what all I may show you just a few slides. For example, you may see that in fact theoretical laboratory. In spite of it, really contribute a lot to analysis of data received where GNR groups participate in experiments, major experiments. So, but it's really a laboratory which has which work in theoretical physics by wide front in many strategic directions. So you may see at least, for example, four publications, four books. Prepared and published by our theorists, so it's really great results also. And just will show you the scope of problems which considered by our theories. It's questions of theory of fundamental interactions, so a general treatment of quantum and classical spinning particles in external fields problems, so also some proposals to resolve the proton radius puzzle and hyperfine structure of muonic hydrogen. It is work for studying hadron matter under extreme conditions. You may see the what real specific work was done in the direction and in progress. Also, studying the problem of super heavy isotopes, especially in the charged particle vibration channel, the proposed proposed really possibility to produce new isotopes of super heavy elements, and also calculated production cross section for known heaviest isotopes, so which help our experimentalists in their work. Also, problem of condensed matter physics, and I think somehow we have to plan special talk by theorists and this scientific council. Shortly about student programs, university center activities. We have new elements, online educational resources, which are developing, and there is an address on internet when we may read about that in more details. So there is a great activity. So we already have a virtual laboratories for some number of directions of our activities on institute. Also, there is a great activity of outreach directions. So which includes visits to GNR laboratories, laboratory labs from schools and universities, and many other things. So our virtual laboratory was demonstrated and presented by a number of plenipotentiaries of our institute in the visit center of our institute, and would be very interesting if maybe Vladimir Korenkov will also tell about that. So, but now new initiative which are developing now in cooperation between University Dubna, and rector of this university presented is our guest, and he's sitting here. So, and our institute, it is the organization, special faculty, Dubna School of Engineering at this university. It is very important. So, and let me just to say what Yuri Tsalakovich Aganesyan, who one of the leader, some initiator of this idea that GNR needs and requirements in engineering and technical staff, leads us to the conclusion about establishment of the International Engineering School based on University Dubna. The higher education received by the school graduates will allow them within shortest possible time to enter into the development and construction of the modern facilities and science-intensive technologies of a broad profile. The school will enroll applicants on a competitive basis and will train a wide range of specialists for participation both in Russian and international projects. So we are very positive about that, and maybe during the discussions, rector of University Dubna, Dmitry Frusaev, will comment on that, how they consider that in the university. Also, there was very interesting development which connected with decision by the government of Russian Federation. Last year, GNR has applied to Russian government to be allowed to participate in the competition, giving our institute the right to issue its own diploma of assigning the GNR PhD degrees and also full doctor of science according to the Russian system. And in fact, GNR has got this right by the decision by RF government. It was done on 23rd August of last year. And now we are actively working on realization of that right. So, of course, we have to determine the procedures and requirements for PhD and doctoral thesis defense. We have to establish a special organizing committee and secretariat under the GNR Directorate and Science and Technology Council to discuss a new system of issue of GNR academic diplomas, drafting the regulations for thesis defense process and issue GNR's academic degrees diploma. So we ask permission by Committee of Plenipotentiaries to use the name of our institute, Joint Institute for Nuclear Research, for such a diploma. In fact, it was a really very interesting decision. When the government of Russia made such a decision, he maybe produced new precedent. Now there will be international уже diploma. So now we actively work on that. It was non-trivial because all our procedures and requirements has to be not weaker, but stronger than what was existed in Russian Federation. So, and but also another important task to formulate all the procedures, all the attitudes, all methods, and the way it's consideration that it would be accepted by the member states at least, and maybe some other countries, but at least member states. So it would be, diploma would be accepted also in the national system of member states. So it's not easy, but it's very important task, and we very much interested in cooperation with specialists from member states on that. Also, one new more initiative where our institute participates, it's IDEO organization in Dubna, the International Lyceum for the Gifted School Children with strong learning courses on physics, mathematics, and modern technologies. Of course, we are interested that intellectual environment in our city, scientific city, would be of the right level, so connected with presence of such a great institute as us. So also we are interested that people, our partners who came to Dubna for a prolonged period with heavy children, they have to have places where they have to put their children with such a high level of education. So, and of course, it has to be done basing on the resources of city and government of Moscow region. And Monday this week, a delegation from our institute and city came to Governor discussed this idea and gave to this idea full its support, including allocation of money if a specific plan for developing of this city will be presented in a proper way. So, and also let me to say that, of course, you know that according to the charter of institute, we have in our institute a Science and Technology Council, which is a consulting body for the directorate, and it is in fact very good platform for discussing many our part of our life, including open discussion with all our scientists in specialist laboratories, and you may see now the list of topics of problems which was considered and discussed in very details by the scientific technical council. And one of them was it helped to finish work out the GNR code of professional ethics. We worked already maybe for 2 years about that, and at least we have finished that with great help from GNR Science and Technology Council. So very soon it would be openly put it on the site of our institute. So, and now I may say thank you. Of course, there are a lot of examples of active life in our institute, but I have no time. Now that major events like celebrating 60th anniversary of Frank Laboratory of Neutron Physics, developing of GNR, International Atomic Energy Agency in Vienna, strengthening connection with Mongolia, GNR Uzbekistan workshop in Tashkent, and program for scientific international administration, GNR expertise for member states and partner countries, very active work, so very important. So it visits of the delegation Vietnam Atomic Energy Institute to Dubna, and our delegation and our visit to Vietnam. It also some my colleagues put it here, some orders by government Russian to Ganesian Yuri and me for science for services to the fatherland. So, and medal by France, I cannot not to show you. So order of merit for French Republic. So of course it's done because of as a accepting great contribution of GINR to the cooperation with the science of France and international cooperation. So thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and congratulations for receiving these high awards and distinctions which certainly represent the strength and the position of the laboratory worldwide. If we have any single questions, they should be asked now, but I think we can discuss issues later. And of course, any discussion during coffee, which comes later, is of course more than welcome. We now need to appoint two boards. One is for the to draft the resolution of the Scientific Council, and the other committee is to elect for the election of directors of the Frank Laboratory of Neutron Physics and the Laboratory of Information Technologies, and for the endorsement of the appointment of deputy directors of the Bogolyubov Laboratory. So, we will need to appoint two working groups, the editing board and the committee. And now I will pass to Alexander, Dr. Sarin, to announce the our members who have kindly asked. Okay, we have Michel, please.
It's just I come back to the director's report. I think you are going too fast. This is the only opportunity for us to exert our role to give advice to the director on general policy. So I think we should spend more time on discussing this report, because I don't see any opportunity later to come back to general recommendation to the director.
Thank you, Michel, for this comment. I think that I would like to enlarge on this. Yeah.
Okay, so I can start. Where is Victor? So I can start.
Please.
So I was, as you said, first I want to express my congratulations to the director for this extraordinary report, which is quite impressive and more impressive each time. So I see clearly I see the progress. Now I am part of this committee for many years, and we clearly see priorities and flagship projects, so NICA certainly, Super Heavy Elements, Baikal, Kalinin, IBR2. So this is very clear now, and I want to say that this came more and more meeting after meeting, and this is very clear. I appreciate also very much the effort of the laboratory and of the director to make this project very visible internationally speaking, especially in Europe. So I heard that NICA is now part of the S3 program of NUPEC. I just would like to advertise that there is another possibility for NICA to be very visible. You know that the process of the European Particle Physics Strategy led by CERN is starting now. And to my mind, you could submit to NICA as one of the projects, not only in nuclear physics, but in high energy physics, which could be also part of the high energy physics strategy led by CERN, like NUPEC is led by nuclear physics, but NICA is also some kind of, like ELISE or SPS, NICA is complementary to this project, so it should be part of the European strategy for particle physics, and you have to take the initiative, since you are associated to this, to present NICA to the European strategy for particle physics. I think also that IBR2, but I don't know, maybe you did it, should be part of the European strategy for neutrons. This should be, there is ILL, there is ESS, but it should be IBR2.
It is,
okay. Third, for maybe it is also for Baikal and Kalinin, you know that there is EPEC, Astroparticle Physics European Committee, EPEC, and they produce a roadmap, and Baikal should be part of the roadmap together with ORCA, and Kalinin should be part of the European neutrino physics. So again, I want to congratulate you for having these five flagship projects: NICA, Super Heavy Elements, IBR2, Kalinin, and Baikal. And they should be now. You have to advertise this at least at the European level, but also internationally speaking. So congratulations again for this. I mean, it's ramping up this visibility of a GINR, internationally speaking. Thank you.
Thank you, Michel, for that comment. I may add that we are extremely. On my behalf, I certainly support this. I think we would be supportive of that statement, which should go into the records of our council. I'd also like to add that I think we are entering a new avenue by establishing a laboratory outside the institute in Poland. But that will come in. But I would like to mention, just add to your list, also that point. Yeah. Any other comments? Please.
I'm very impressed by the presentation by the director of GNR, because it reveals a true offensive in the international plan. I have seen many contacts in different countries and organizations, and I think that this is well inside the strategy which is prepared now for the GNR. Now with the accelerator for super heavy elements ready for commissioning in the, at the end of this year, which is a true milestone in the activity of GNR as a whole, I think that one should go one step further in this direction, in the sense that the effectives of scientists from other countries should be plainly defined for the next few years, because the human resource for such big projects should be supplied firstly from the member states, and they should be engaged plainly into this effort. And this is also, in my opinion, a point in this strategic plan of developing GNR. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that comment. Would you like to respond, Victor, to both comments?
I'm very grateful for all remarks. I think we have to really to actively work to realize what you have to put all Baikal and other into the roadmaps of for international cooperation.
Thank you. I take it that we can now go to the committees. So, Alexander, would you like to introduce those colleagues who have kindly agreed to work on this?
The following members have kindly agreed to be in editing committee: Pietro Fre, Marek Jezabek, and Chavdar Stoyanov. And second committee, election committee: Ivan Vingel, Mstislav Budzinski, and Michel Spiro.
Does the council agree on the? Will the council accept these candidates? I hear no comments. Therefore, this is accepted. Thank you. We are now having the election committee. We, I think, deserve our coffee break for 20 minutes, which will be followed by three presentations after the coffee break. We have 20 minutes. I suggest we should meet at 11:30, right? So we meet. We return at 11:30 to hear the three talks. Thank you. So adjourned until 11:30. Thank you.